We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Father. We are grateful, oh Lord, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah. We are grateful, oh Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Our Lord and our God, we bless you. Jehovah, we give you praise. We exalt your holy name. We magnify your name, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, for watching over us, Lord. Even while we were asleep in the dead of the night, Lord, you kept watch over us. To you alone we return all the glory, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, for the breath of life, O God. Thank you, Lord God, for good health, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for all the good things that you have done, that you are doing in our lives. Take all the glory in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. We have come once again, Lord, to hear your word, to encourage ourselves. I pray, Lord, that you grant unto us understanding in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name forever. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Beloved, I want to welcome you once again to another day, another podcast. This podcast is called Good Morning Jesus. And as you listen, you'll be blessed in Jesus' name. Yes, in the last episode, I was talking about obedience to God's word. And I'm going to continue on that today. I pray that the God of heaven and earth will grant each and every one of us the grace to obey and do his words in the name of Jesus Christ. It is not only the hearers of the word of God that are blessed, but the doer of the word is the one that is blessed in all his deeds. So, obedience to the word of God first, it gives us authority over the enemy. Because if you don't obey God's word, how can you now exercise God's authority over Satan? You cannot. It's not possible for you to exercise someone whom you do not obey and exercise his power over the enemy. No, it's not possible. You must first obey God's word and be on God's side before you can now issue authority, before you can now say, Satan, I bind you, and your demons, I bind you, I cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. So if you don't obey God's word, obey Jesus, then it's not possible for you to be able to carry out authority. And I said in the last episode that God will protect you. The Bible in the book of Psalms 91 verse 1 and verse 2 thereabout, it says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So you have the covering of God. You have the covering of God as you obey God's word, because you are on his side, he is on your side, and with God all things are possible. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, most of us know that scripture very well. It says, it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings. So you see now, so all these blessings shall be yours as you obey, as you observe to do the word of God. So there is a blessing, or there are blessings attached to obeying the word of God, being obedient to the word of God. There are blessings. You can read the blessings down from verse 2 of this Deuteronomy chapter 28 down up to verse 13, I think, and you will see the curses there. Whoever decides not to obey the word of God, you see. So no wonder people come to the place of prayer and they tarry there for long, because they just come to pray and they don't want to do the word of God. Beloved, it's very, very important that we do the word of God. Even as we make effort to come to the altar of prayer, we must also make efforts to obey God's word so that our prayers be not hindered before God. Yes. You know, disobedience to God is sin. Very simple. Disobedience to God's word is sin. And the Bible says that the prayer of a sinner is an abomination before the Lord. You see now, so we must make it we must be determined to obey God's word. All that we can do to obey God's word. I know there are some things that could be, you know, like as a human being could be difficult. But then we have to, that's why we pray for the grace of God to help us to obey God's word, to do God's bidding. You see, even in obeying God's instruction, you see, when we obey God's word, it must be on time obedience, because people obey the word of God and they do what God has told them to do in their own time. Beloved, I'm talking from experience, in their own time. But should it be in your own time? If God says go now, then you have to go now. The angel said to Gideon, oh, you this man of valor, mighty man of valor, go in this thy strength. So that means there was a strength released unto him at that time, at that point in time, to go. If he didn't go then, if he went later, he could fail. And he went and first destroyed all the altars. Read the book of Judges. You will see the story of Gideon there. David inquired of the Lord. He said, shall I go? Shall I pursue them? God said, go. And he went straight away. If he had delayed, some other things could happen. So we are talking about obedience, not only obeying God's word whenever you like, but obeying God's word as when God is saying that. Exodus chapter 15, what do we have there? Let me see if I can quickly get that. Exodus chapter 15. Okay, Exodus 15, 26. It says that, and if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandment, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healed thee. So, okay, two things there now. God will prevent diseases, sickness from your life as you obey him and obey his word. And then he is the God that will heal you. Peradventure, you have sickness in your body. But as you obey God's word and you pray for God's power to heal you, God said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. And I will not bring any of the diseases of the Egyptians, of the world, upon you. So now we owe God a duty and we owe ourselves a duty to obey God's word so that God will have us protected. See, let's go again to the book of 2nd Corinthians chapter 10. 2nd Corinthians chapter 10. What do we have there? What do we got? 2nd Corinthians chapter 10. I want to read from verse 3. It says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Yeah? So, even though we are in this world, well, we are not of this world. We walk in the flesh, but we do not war after the flesh. He said, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your own obedience is fulfilled. So it is when you have obeyed God that you cannot operate in that frequency, that you know that your weapons of your warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. It is when your obedience is complete, or when your obedience to revenge all disobedience will be when your own obedience is fulfilled or is complete. So if you do not obey God, you cannot ask God to avenge you of your enemy. You cannot ask God to defend you when you have not obeyed God's word. Beloved, my submission today is that we must make every effort within us and ask for the grace of God to obey God's word. And as you do so, I'm equally trying. Like I always tell you, I'm a human being, flesh and blood, water and blood. You know, I ask for grace by the Holy Spirit of God to obey God's word, even when it is not convenient. Yes. So I ask for grace. So I implore you, please ask for the grace of God to obey his word so that you will not tarry long in the place of prayer. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak the blessings of God upon your life today, that as you hear this word, everything that looks like a burden in your life, the God of heaven and earth will remove those burdens in the name of Jesus Christ. Every yoke that could cause you to disobey God's word, that is has become a stigma in your life, I pray by the reason of the anointing of God, those yokes, they are destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever that is keeping you stagnated in one place, by the special grace of God, by the anointing of God, they are destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that for this purpose was the Son of God made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the enemy. Every works of Satan in your life, I decree they are destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Go and prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. Be blessed. In Jesus' precious name, amen, amen, amen. Beloved, thank you so much for listening. Please do share this with someone, and as you do so, you'll be blessed more. In the name of Jesus Christ. My name once again is Shola Daniel. I'm coming to you from Liberty Ark Ministry International. Until I come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Amen.